Good morning, everyone. Happy Father's Day to each and everyone who is online. Welcome to the Holiness Christian Church this morning, our Sunday worship. Again, happy Father's Day to all the fathers who is online, and for those who are maybe joining us for the first time, happy Father's Day. Okay, sit back, relax, and enjoy the rest of the service, fathers and mothers also. Praise God. We are going to start our praise and worship, and we'll hear from Sister Lorna Woods.
Praise the Lord. Father, we honor you. We praise you. We adore you. We thank you for this, a brand new day, Lord. We're celebrating life, oh God, because you made it possible. So this morning, Lord, we bring ourselves before you, Lord, consecrating ourselves before you, Lord, as we prepare our hearts and our mind to worship you, to lift you up because your name is worthy to be praised. Father God, search our hearts. See if there be any wicked ways in us. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Lord God, so that, oh God, as we bring up our praise, God, it will be like a sweet-smelling savor, God. You say in your word, they that worship you must do so in spirit and in truth. So, Lord, we put ourselves before you this morning as we come just to magnify your name, to celebrate life, to say thank you, Lord, because you have been good. We give you honor, glory, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Let us worship the Lord. Let us worship the Lord. Praise God. You are worthy to be praised, Lord. You are worthy to be praised, mighty God. Bow down and worship him this morning. Bow down and worship him this morning. Oh, we praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Bow down and worship him. Worship him. Oh, worship him. Bow down and worship him. Enter in. Oh, enter in. Bow down and worship him. Worship him. Oh, worship him. Bow down and worship him. Enter in. Oh, enter in. Bow down and worship him. Worship him. Oh, worship him. Yes, Lord. Bow down and worship him. Enter in. Oh, enter in. Consuming fire. Sweet perfume, your awesome presence fills this room. Consuming fire, sweet perfume, his awesome presence fill this room. This is holy ground. This is holy. holy ground. This is holy ground. So come and bow down. Yes, Lord, let your consuming fire fill this place, God. Yes, Father God, let your Holy Spirit fill this place, God, as we stand in awe of you, as we wait upon you, Lord. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your presence, Almighty God. Thank you for your love, Mighty God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Heavenly Father. Your goodness and mercy just never fail us, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Mighty God. Yes, Lord, consuming fire. Sweet perfume, your awesome presence fills this room. Consuming fire, sweet perfume, his awesome presence fills this room. This is holy ground. This is holy ground. This is holy ground. So come and bow down. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Consuming fire. Fill our rooms this morning, God. Fill our rooms this morning, God. Oh, we're thirsty for you, Jesus. Fill our rooms this morning, God. Oh, we praise you, Lord. Oh, we magnify you, Lord. Oh, we say thank you, Jesus. Oh, we worship you, Father God. You have been good. You're awesome, mighty God. Your awesome presence, let it fill our rooms this morning, God, we pray. Oh, mighty God, we adore you. Oh, mighty God, we love you. Oh, mighty God, we say thank you. Thank you for your awesome presence, mighty God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. How great is our God. Yes, put your hands together. Worship the Lord. It's a good day. God is awesome. God is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. There's none like you, Lord. Count the splendor of a king, clothed in majesty. Let all the earth rejoice. Let all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. Age to age he stands, and time is in his hands. hand, beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one. Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. Name above all names, you are worthy of all praise, and my heart will sing how great is our God. Name above all names, you are worthy of all praise, and my heart will sing how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. How great, how great is our God. How great, how great is our God. Praise God. How great is our God. Just remember that today. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers, and God bless you.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. How great is our God. He's a consuming fire, sweet perfume. Glory to God. I pray that everyone has been blessed this morning with these songs. How great, and we can hold our hand up. We can lift it up to the highest heaven and say, how great is our God. Thank you, Sister Lauren. God bless you. Praise God. We will hear from Sister Florida Campbell with our opening prayer. Praise God.
Praise God. Praise God. Grace and peace to all. This morning, let us pray. Great and mighty God, the lover of our souls and the keeper of our lives, God, we come to you into your presence this morning with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. You are the good shepherd, O God, who laid down his life for us. God, you are the conquering lion of Judah. This morning, God, you are the great I am. There is no God like unto thee. And we exalt you and we lift you up. We magnify your holy name. You are worthy, O God, to be praised this morning. We come humbly before your throne of grace, O God. We recognize this morning that our righteousness before you is like filthy rags. We recognize, O God, that we are in need of your forgiveness. And God, we so thank you that we have an advocate who is Jesus Christ. And we ask you, O God, this morning that you search our hearts. God, give us a cleansing, O God, of our ways. Anything that is not pleasing before you, O God, this morning. Whether it's in our thoughts or whether it be our actions. We pray, God, that you will forgive us, O God, our sins, our propensities against you, God, our blatant sin that we put before you, God. We pray you are so merciful, O God, and we come before you, Lord. We know we don't deserve it, but we thank you for your grace and your mercies and your forgiveness, O God, this morning. Purify our hearts and our minds before you, God. Thank you, Lord, for the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you that through him we have eternal life, and we give gratitude for one more day, God, a day that was not promised unto us, another day that we can gather even in this fashion, God, over this medium. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bring before you, God, this morning, our elders, our leaders, oh God, across this world, our religious leaders. God, we pray, Father God, for them. We pray that you'll grant them wisdom, oh God, in time like this, wisdom like that Solomon had. Oh God, to rightly guide your people, oh God, to bring your word, oh God, to the lost and the hurting generation, mighty God. Protect their household, their family. Lord, raise up a supportive army, O God, to give them support and to balance their workload, O God. We pray, God, for the Issachar anointing, O God, like the Issachar sons, that they may be able to discern the times and the seasons, O God, and that they will know how to operate, O God, in the times and the seasons according to your will, Almighty God. Strengthen them that they grow not weary, God. We pray, oh God, this morning for political leaders. We pray for persons who are in places of position, oh God Almighty, you know. You know, God, you see everything, God. There's nothing that is hidden from you. Lord, we pray, God, that in these times we have laborers who will cross their path, oh God, and minister to them, oh God. We pray for godly advisors in the places of government all across this world, mighty God. We pray that through them, mighty God, through our laborers, God, they will have an encounter with you, mighty God. We want to be able to live a peaceable life. Remember, God, this morning, the sick, O Jehovah Rapha, the greatest physician. Oh, God, touch, heal, restore, oh, God, in sickness, in spirit, Lord, in their soul, in their body, Almighty God. Remember those who are mourning the loss of their loved ones, great comforter. who heals the brokenhearted and bind up their wounds. Oh, God, we pray for comfort, Lord God. Some are so far from their loved ones, even at this time. They can't even attend, Lord God, a funeral in person. No comfort with a touch, oh, God, from one another. Father, you are the great comforter. Lord, grant them the peace that encompasseth all understanding this morning. Oh, God, remember our candidates for baptism, Lord God. We pray for their continual coverage, Lord God. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you remind them that the fact that they have accepted you in their heart, that you have already given them eternal life through your Son, Jesus. We are so thankful and happy, oh, God, for the decision that they have made, oh, God. Guide and keep them, oh, great Jehovah. Remember those mighty God this morning who have not yet accepted you in their hearts. Lord, we pray, Holy Spirit, that you will stir them up even at this time. We pray, God, for even unbelievers, for those who are atheists, for those who have even backslidden, or those who have just one foot in and one foot out, oh, God, you know. We pray, Father God, for those who persecute Christians, for those, oh God, who spread wrong doctrine. God, we pray, Father, that you bring a change, that the Holy Spirit will stir up believers with a fire and a passion, God, to bring forth the word to your word to these people. Father, we know you love us all. Your love for mankind surpasses our love. And your will is for all to come to the knowledge of who you are and be saved. Father, remember, God, as we celebrate Father's Day today, God. We center the men before you, God. We pray that they will live a life of example. We pray, God, that they will be the head and not the tail this morning. We pray, oh God, that they will be husbands of one wife. We pray, God, that they will pursue you, God, and not the things of this world. We pray that those behind bar at this time, oh God, for whatever reason, whether they're guilty or innocent, Lord God, that they will accept you, Lord, with the word that they have heard. It will bring a change in their heart, oh God, and they will develop an acquaintance with you, Father, and a relationship. We pray, God, that the Christian men would seek to spread your word, God, that they will be the backbone and the leaders in the work of evangelism. Lord God, that they will not be silent onlookers, because, God, you have given them a mandate to go out into all the world, mighty God, and to take the gospel. Father God, we pray, oh God, this morning, that as we stand, Lord God, this morning, you have given us the authority. We stand in, oh God, in that authority this morning, an agreement with your will for our lives, oh God. So we come against every spirit of distraction, oh God, every hindering spirit this morning, oh God, from the world of darkness that seeks to hinder your word. Oh God, we bring the blood of Jesus against every spirit, every Leviathan spirit this morning, God, every Jezebel spirit. Lord God, dismantle every plot and scheme of the enemy, oh God, coming against your people, oh God, this morning. Nullify anything that seeks to prevent clarity of your word, oh God. And as we pray, oh God, for that one who will break the bread this morning, Father, we pray, Holy Spirit, that you'll anoint them this morning. Fill their mouth with your word. I pray, God, to the powerful and mighty God, that they will speak your word undiluted and uncompromised with boldness. I pray, oh God, for the hearers, oh God, that we will consecrate ourselves before you and our hearts and our minds will be tuned to hear your word and to be obedient. I pray, oh God, that the Holy Spirit will bring conviction. I pray that the word will cause yoke and fetters and chains to be broken off, oh God, and that your people will leave this service with a determination, Lord, to present themselves as living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you as our reasonable servant. So, God, we pray, Father, we pray that we can experience your will. Take full control, oh God, all that is done, oh God, in this service, oh God, today. These are not the mercies, oh God, we ask with thanksgiving in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Campbell. Praise God. We're going to open up our hymnal to 407, Faith of Our Fathers. Praise God. We're going to sing unto the glory to the honor of God. Praise God. Faith of our fathers. Faith of our fathers living still, in spite of dungeon, fire, and sword, for our hearts beat high with joy. Whene'er we hear the glorious last word. Said all the forefathers' holy praise, we will be true to thee till death. Our Father stained in praises dark, we're still in heart and conscience free. How sweet would be their children's faith if they like them could die for thee. Say all for fathers only pray. We will be true to thee till then. Say the poor fathers, we shall strive to win all nations on to thee. And through the truth that comes from God, mankind shall then indeed be free. Sing of our Father's holy faith, we will be true to thee till then. Say our forefather, we will love both friend and foe in all our strife, and preach thee too as love knows how. Thy kindly words and virtuous life, say our poor father's holy faith, we will be true to thee till then.
Praise God, praise God, glory to God, faith of our fathers. Praise God, holy faith, we will be true to thee till death. Praise God. We're going to open up our Bible to Psalms 47. We'll read by Sister Serita Sinclair.
Today's scripture lesson is taken from Psalms 47, reading from verse 1 to the end. And I begin. O clap your hands, holy people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved. God is gone, up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises unto King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. 9 and last. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Serita. Thank you. We are going to hear from the welcome announcement from our Dr. Nadine Lindsay.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Sunday service. It is Women's Sunday and Father's Day. Special Father's Day greetings to my husband, Dr. Brother Tony. My achievements are his as well. He's my rock, and I probably could not have achieved all that I have without him by my side. Happy Father's Day. Greetings to all the fathers here today. May God continue to bless you all. Greetings and Happy Father's Day. Greetings also to Pastor Alvin Newton and Reverend Bardwell. Greetings to Minister Judith Brady and to all the leaders. Special greetings to our brother David and Sister Lorna for the music and praise and worship, respectively. And greetings to everyone who came out to worship. This would not be possible without you, and we appreciate your presence. If there are any first-time visitors, special welcome to you. Please continue to pray for those who are sick and shut in. And I'm going to ask everyone to please pray for Sister Bardwell, Evangelist Bardwell, excuse me. She lost her mom. Evangelist Bardwell, our prayers are with you as you go through this very difficult time. Remember, tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m., the men have their special Bible knowledge meeting, which is led by Reverend Bardwell. Ladies are welcome. And also, please click on the link for information regarding dates and times for prayer meetings and all upcoming activities. Deacon Brady is still accepting contributions towards the purchase of our church bus. Please speak with him. And remember to continue to forward your announcements to 975announcements@gmail.com. Congratulations to Sister Kayla, who graduated this week from the 8th grade, your mom, Sister Kanika, your dad, Brother Urel, and your church family are very proud of you. A brief word from the wellness team. And this week we wanted to focus a little bit on men. Embrace your good physical health. Please be encouraged to make time for you. It's okay to take a break from fixing, building, mending, being strong. Do your regular checkups and screenings, even if you feel well. Check your prostate, your cholesterol, your blood pressure, your eyes, dental, your blood sugar. Go see your primary care provider if something doesn't seem right. Get some exercise. Eat better. If you smoke, work on quitting. Start today. Drink alcohol in moderation, no more than 2 drinks for the day. And 1 drink is approximately 5 ounces. So if you think of those little cups that you, you know, get water from when you go to a place of business at the water fountain, that is like a 2-ounce cup, I mean 2 drinks. So you do 1 of that per day. See how small it is? Drink at least 2 liters of water each day. Picture a 2-liter, you know, bottle of soda, and this is what I'm talking about, at least 2 liters of water, unless it is contraindicated, meaning that you have fluid restrictions for very high blood pressure, heart failure, or you're on dialysis, or directed by your provider. Try to sleep well at night. Embrace good mental health. It is okay to speak to someone if you feel overwhelmed and stressed. You're human. People expect a lot from you sometimes, and it's a lie that you shouldn't cry if you're hurt. Don't drink. Don't think you're weak. If you're feeling depressed, you're there for everyone. Let someone be there for you. Nurture positive relationships. Get off of social media or hanging out with the guys all the time. Be present with your loved ones, not only physically present, but emotionally present. Be kind. Smile. Or laugh more, complain less. Tell your loved ones that you love and appreciate them. At the end of each day, reflect on something that you learned and how you can use it to improve tomorrow. I pray that all you men, dad or not, will find peace today, a peace that passes all understanding. May God continue to protect us individually and all collectively. God bless you all.
Thank you, Dr. Lindsay. Very, very important announcement. I pray that we will take all these announcements in part, in up to our heart and do what we have to do to better our health. Praise God. Now, men, sit back and relax. We have some fabulous tributes to you men. So sit back and relax. Our first tribute will be from Chrisanne Campbell.
Blessing. We want to thank you for all the sacrifice you make for our family and the joy and love you bring into our lives. We could not have asked for a better father. We love you, so on this, your special day, relax and forget your worries, for there wouldn't be a Father's Day without you. Happy Father's Day.
Great. Wonderful. Next tribute from Allison Michelle.
I first like to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers on the line. I want you to know that you are honored and that you are blessed and that you are, we appreciate you and everything you've done for us. As Proverbs 20, verse 7 says, the righteous man walks in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. So as you continue throughout your day, just know that whatever you're doing is helping your children to become just as great as you are. And we appreciate and love you.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Allison. Our next tribute is from Evangelist Bardowell.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Good morning, everyone. And happy Father's Day, first of all, to the God who is the Father of us all, our God, our Father. And I want to say happy Father's Day to all those who are online this morning. We are so happy to have you as a part of our congregation, and we pray that God will bless you. We'll have a very blessed day. Since I'm online, I want to give special happy Father's Day to my husband, Reverend Bardowell. Thank you for being such a good father to our children. So my task this morning is to give a tribute to the father of our church in the person of Pastor Alvin Newton. And this tribute is on behalf of the Women's Missionary Ministry. So Pastor Newton, the leaders, members, and friends of the Holiness Christian Church of the Bronx salute you on this Father's Day. We are thankful to God for your obedience in taking up the mantle and carrying on the work of the Lord. We admire the qualities that make you such a good father and leader of the church. You are a humble man of God. You are an effective teacher of the Word of God. And you lead by example. You are an encourager who listens and shares concerns. You're very approachable, and you always find time for everyone. You're a fun-loving person, and you're very respectful. Pastor Newton, you have touched our lives positively. You have become a good father figure to many of our children, some of whom affectionately call you Grandpa. You graciously exemplify Proverbs 20 and verse 7, which says, the righteous man walks in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. We honor you today, and we pray that God will continue to strengthen and keep you and your family, and that he'll cause his face to shine upon you and give you his peace. So happy Father's Day, Pastor, and we love you.
Thank you, Evangelist Bardowell. Our next tribute is from Evangelist Sharon Brady.
Bless the Lord. Praise the Lord. On behalf of the Women's Ministry, first I just want to take this time out to wish all the fathers online a happy Father's Day. You are the reason why we celebrate Father's Day. Thank you for all that you are and all that you have done. May God bless you. Praise God. At this time, the Women's Missionary Ministry would like to express appreciation to a few men at ACC for their outstanding service and contribution to the Women's Missionary Ministry, namely, Brother Preston Hewitt. Brother Hewitt, the Women's Missionary Ministry wants to express a big thank you for your hard work over the years. God has seen your humility, your faithfulness, and your willingness to serve. You would give up your rest to assist the church and others in whatever task you are asked to complete without expecting anything in return. My brother, this is what God wants of us, and so you are on the right path. May you continue to stay at the feet of Jesus and continue to serve others. be reminded that God will certainly reward you for work well done. Praise be to God. Reverend George Bardwell. Reverend Bardwell, the Women's Ministry has seen your work, your love for the Word of God, and for the work of God. We have seen and experienced your eagerness to teach the Word and also your passion for evangelism. You are placed here for a reason. We are impressed and do appreciate the work you have recently started with the men of Holiness Christian Church. May God continue to bless you. Deacon Andel Brady. Deacon Brady, words cannot express our gratitude to you for the enormous workload that you have assumed. You played an integral role in the church. You have no fear in taking up the challenge to complete any task that seems far-fetched. You will devise strategies and always find the best solution. Your dedication to the work of God is unexceptional. You are greatly appreciated by the human ministry. Bless the Lord. Brother David Miller. Brother Miller, God does not need any counsel because he is God. Therefore, he knew what role you would play in the Holiness Christian Church in such a time like this. God has prepared you ahead of time for the role you have assumed in this church. When you came to this church for the first time, we recall that our musician was absent. You did not hesitate to play the music that day. You are a dedicated worker in this church, and the Women's Missionary Ministry do appreciate your willingness to assist us during our events. Your persistence to enhance the music department and other areas of the church is greatly appreciated. God has his eyes on you, and you have not seen your full potential as yet. Deacon Leon Brown. Deacon Brown, you were the first man in the church along with the founding pastor. If you recall, you were also the only male person on the choir in the early years of this church. The women's ministry has never noticed you being discouraged. You never lost your faith or hope that things would get better, that you would have more brothers by your side. Now you oversee a group of great men in the men's ministry. Deacon Brown, you're always willing to assist and never said no. You would even say yes even when you are overwhelmed with multiple tasks. Sir, you are the first person to offer your service to transport us when we have to visit other churches. In addition, when we have no one to represent us at these functions, Deacon Brown to the rescue with a solo. Your work over the years have not gone unnoticed. God is not unrighteous to forget your work of labor. And to all the men online this morning that are listening, thank you for listening. Thank you for caring. Thank you for sharing. We could not ask for a better father as the one we have in you. You are our heroes. We love you, and God bless you. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you so much, Evangelist Brady. Every word you said is well put together and so true. God bless you. Now we'll have our blessings of tithes and offerings from Deaconess Shirley Odom. But let me just sing a little chorus, Sister Shirley, bringing in the sheaves. Bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves.
Praise God. Good morning, each and every one. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. Praise God. Praise God. In the name of Jesus, there shall be showers of blessings. Oh, that today... they might fall. Now as to God we are confessing, now as on Jesus we call. Great God of our Father, this morning, Lord God, we give you thanks. Father God, you are the head of our lives, and we thank you. Lord God, we thank you for today. We thank you for life. We thank you for love. We thank you for grace. We thank you for mercy. We thank you for your people, Lord Jesus. We just thank you, Lord. In everything that we do, we give you thanks, O God. We thank you in the good times, Lord. We thank you in the times that are not so good. Thank you, Lord, for your great mercy. Thank you for your loving kindness towards each and everyone. And this morning, Lord God, we come before you asking your blessing upon the tithes and the offering of your people. Father God, we thank you for them that they were able to stretch forth their hands. And whatever it is, Lord God, we give you thanks. Lord, we are asking you, O God, to bless them and provide for them, Lord. And for those who didn't have to give, Lord, make provision for them that they will be able to give. Father God, we want to thank you and bless your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Deaconess Shirley Odom. Well, now we're going to sit back and relax, and we have a special selection from Evangelist Newville.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. To God be the glory, great things he has done. This morning, I want to greet all God's people that are online this morning, whether male or female, leaders or followers. I want to greet you in Jesus' name and wish you happy Father's Day. Praise God. On behalf of the Women's Ministry, I want to dedicate this song to our fathers, grandfathers, and all the mothers who had stood in the gap as a father to lead their children. Praise God. I want to sing this song on your behalf. So sit back, listen, and meditate on the word. Praise God. Too many miles behind you, too many trials are through, too many tears help you to remember. There is too much to gain, to lose. Too many sunset lie behind a mountain, too many rivers your feet have gone through, too many treasures are waiting over yonder. There's too much to gain, to lose. You may have crossed. I was still crossing the hot, burning desert, struggling the right road to truth. Somewhere up ahead, there is cool, clear water, and a defeat is one word you shouldn't use. Too many sunset lie behind a mountain, too many rivers your feet have trod a true. Many treasures are waiting Reign over yonder. There is too much to gain, to lose. Too many suns that lie behind her mountain. Oh, many rivers your feet have walk through, to many treasures awaiting over yonder. There is too much to gain, to lose. There is too much. There is too much. There is too much. There is too much. Too much to gain, to lose. God bless you.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Evangelist Newville, for that beautiful song. Welcome to my journey right now. It's over. I'm going to just say Happy Father's Day again to every each and every one, all the men who are online. Special Happy Father's Day to our Pastor Alvin Newton. God bless you, sir. And I'm going. We're going to ask Dr. Beverly Brown to introduce the speaker for today, and after our pastor you will hear from our pastor, Dr. Beverly Brown. Praise God.
Good morning, brethren. It's good to be in the house of the Lord another time. And before I introduce the speaker of the day, I just want to inform you that later on this week, you can check the Holiness Christian Church website. There will be a slideshow with the tributes that our evangelist Brady read. So there will be a slideshow on the website. So please go on the website to look at the slideshow. She was convicted while riding on the New York City subway. Her second birth was here at the Holiness Christian Church of the Bronx, 975 Burke Avenue. Since then, this woman of God has never wavered in her faith, her love, and her passion for God. She's not ashamed or has any reservation in expressing her faith and who God is in her life. She is an ardent believer in first talking to God, putting her ideas, thoughts, or tentative plans to him, and will not act until she waits on him to respond and give her direction. This woman of God has a passion for the work, for the Word of God, and has therefore endeavored to get as much spiritual knowledge as she can. Holiness Christian Church of the Bronx, I present a powerful woman of God to you for as your speaker for today, Minister Judith Brady.
Praise the Lord, everybody. If you're not hearing me, please let me know. Okay, so my husband didn't
Praise
come
God.
And say anything to me, so I guess I'm on. Anyways, to God be the glory, great things he has done. So love he the world that he gave us his son. Today is a very special day, and I'm just so honored. I am delighted, and I give God thanks, you know, for this very special moment that, you know, the members of the Holiness Christian Church thought about me and, I guess, are still thinking about me, and thus I am honored, to bring the word today. I just want to give God thanks first and foremost for what he's doing in my life. Sometimes I must confess, brethren, that I don't understand. And I think it's okay to say I don't understand. I am just human. And as the songwriter says, human don't understand, but God does. And I'm in the palm of his hands. The writer says that I am inscribed in the palm of his hands, and I believe that. And because I believe that, even when I don't understand it, I still trust God. Even when I don't have the answer, I still trust God. Even when I'm not sure of the next step to take, I still trust God. So today, I'm delighted. Thank you, Dr. Brown, for introducing me. To God be the glory. Before I even go any further, I just want to open up with prayer. So if you could just join your hearts with me while we look to God. Eternal Father, God of heaven, we come before your presence, O God, this 21st day of June. Lord, giving you thanks and praise, O God, for your bountiful kindness and goodness towards us. Lord, we thank you for your mercies. Lord, we thank you for your grace. Lord, we thank you for your blessings. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you are pouring out, oh God, so much, oh God, into us, oh God, that we don't even have room to contain. Lord, we are so thankful that you are a good, good Father, and that's who you are. And God, we are in love by you, oh God, Lord. We thank you this morning, Jesus, oh God, that we can celebrate you first and foremost, our Heavenly Father, Father of all fathers. We give glory to you this morning. We give praise to you, God. We acknowledge you. We embrace you this morning, Jesus, for nothing is possible without you, God. We are nothing without you, God. Even in our daily thinking and moving, and God, we cannot do anything because in you, God, we move. In you we live, God, and in you we have our being and our purpose, oh God. So first and foremost, oh God, to you be the glory. We celebrate you, oh God, our Father, the Father of all fathers, the Father of all faith, the Father of the universe. We give glory and honor and praise unto your holy and righteous name. We bless your name. We salute you, O King, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. You are the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. You break every chain this morning, Jesus, and give us the victory, Lord. Father God, as I come before you, Jesus, I present your people before you, especially the men, the fathers, the will-be fathers, oh God, and those who are acting, oh God, in father-like roles, oh God, to children who are not even bearers, God, I put them before you, God. I center them before you right now, God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I ask, oh God, upon this very special day that we honor the men, oh God, of this in our lives, oh God, and in the world, oh God, that Lord Jesus, oh God, Lord God, you will be a shield around them. God, you will be the glory and the lifter of their hands, oh God, this morning, Jesus. That God, you will strengthen them, oh God, Lord Jesus. That God, Lord Jesus, you will give them the will that they need, oh God, to do, oh God, that which you would want them to do. Oh God, Lord, strengthen their minds, especially in a time like this when they're so challenged, oh God of heaven, Lord Jesus. I pray, oh God, Lord Jesus, that God, you will pour out upon them, oh God, a very special blessing, oh God, that has never been received before, oh God, especially for a time like this. Strengthen their minds, strengthen their hearts, oh God, and help them to realize, God, that they're not of themselves, but that, God, they must depend on you. For, God, you are their solid rock, oh God, and any other ground, it is sinking sand this morning. So, God, I thank you, God, for who they are in our lives, oh God, Lord, what you have called them to be, oh God, and that, God, they will do what you call them to do, oh God. Cover them this morning under your blood in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I pray right now, Father God, that, Lord, you will protect them from the wiles of the enemy, from the fiery darts, oh God, from spiritual wickedness in high places, oh God. I pray, Lord God, this morning, Jesus, that you will cover them under your blood, oh God. Hide them beneath your wings, oh God, and give them strength, oh God, from day to day. Lord, we thank you, God, and we praise you. We give you all glory, all honor, and all praise in your precious name. Amen. Praise the Lord. So once again, I just want to say Happy Father's Day to all the wonderful men of God, especially of the Holiness Christian Church. And there might be, you know, visitors who are tuning in this morning. Happy Father's Day to you. Special acknowledgement to my husband. Happy Father's Day to you. Of 31 years, to God be all the glory. Nothing you have done or I have done, but it is all God. And I honor him this morning for what he has done and is doing in our lives. And may God continue to bless and strengthen you. I give honor to our pastor, Alvin Newton. May God continue to hold you up in his righteous right hand and keep you firm, plant your feet on solid ground. I give thanks and reckon to Reverend Bardwell, also has become one of the teachers of the Holiness Christian Church. May God continue to strengthen you and strengthen the wall around you and all the great men who have played different roles in the Holiness Christian Church. I would not have time to name every one of you this morning, but you know who you are, whether you are actively participating or not, but being a member and you have shown up, and the fact that you're on this morning and you're a father and you're a father figure and you're a man, I just want to say happy, happy, happy Father's Day to you, and may God's blessings be upon you today. So I have a word. I will not be long, you know, because I know it's a very special day, though I think that most of you will be eating in today because there's no restaurant, you know, to go to, and most of them are doing takeout. So, you know, you don't have to worry about, like, trying to get home at a certain time. You're already home, and so to God be the glory. I also want to give God thanks for his provision. Because fathers provide, and our Father constantly provides each and every day. He knows our need before we need it. He knows what lies ahead and make provision in advance. And I'm saying this to say that despite what is happening around us and what we're going through and not being able to fellowship in the quote-unquote normal way, but God has provided different means, because it could have been otherwise, and there are areas in the world where people don't have, you know, this kind of technology or any technology at all to gather and to hear the word of God. So in spite of and despite what forces the enemy uses against the church of God, it will prevail. Amen. And we thank God that we can use technology in a wise way to bring forth the word of God. And so we realize through God opening up our eyes that, you know, they're just different ways of worshiping together, worshiping God. Though, yes, we, I know most of us, if not all of us, long for the fellowship of seeing each other. But we know when that happens, there will be some limitation because of what is happening. But nonetheless, I thank God for this advanced provision that nothing will stop the word of God from preaching. Amen. And I want us to turn to the book of St. Luke, chapter 6, and my text is taken from verses 46 through 49. And my topic to you this morning is two words, dig deep, dig deep. And you will understand when I get into the lesson, as the Lord would, you know, lead me to this passage of Scripture. And so I will read verse 46 of Luke chapter 6. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built a house and dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood rose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. And I just took out a couple of words from the passage just to have a quick definition, even though I'm sure most of us already know the definition for these words, but I just thought that just for the purpose of expounding a little on this, these four verses, that I just give you a brief definition of a few of these words. So the first word that I looked up was dig, as in D-I-G, which means to unearthen or to loose the soil. The next word is deep, which means extending far down from top, going very far down. It also meant seriousness, strength, importance, or degree of something. Then the next word is foundation, usually a stone or concrete structure that supports the building from underneath to bear the load of the building, anchor it against natural forces such as earthquakes, isolated from ground moisture. And the next word is rock. Rock is a solid mineral material which forms part of the earth's surface. It is also the hardest substance which the earth is made of. The next word is sand, which is a loose granular material that results from the disintegration of rock. And last but not least, flood. A flood is an overflowing of large amount of water beyond its normal confines, especially over what is normally a dry land. And you will understand why I kind of give a very, very brief definition, and these are from the dictionary. They're not my own definition. And as I read this, this passage came to me a couple of weeks ago, and I sat on it. It just dropped in my spirit. And when I was asked to present, you know, there are just so many things that I could retrieve from the Bible to encourage or to speak to fathers about, as it is Father's Day. But this is where the Lord sent me, and thus I did not speak any further. And I will read from verses 46 again through 49. And why call he me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? So as you realize, this is verse 46. This is not the first verse. But I would like to go a little back to verse 20 through 26. I won't read it just for the sense of time. But it talks about Jesus giving his blessings, or the part of the Beatitude. And he also spoke about the woes. And he talks about the good and the evil and the things that, you know, the people will encounter, what the disciples will encounter in their ministry. So he gives both the good and he also gives the bad, what they will encounter. Because in life, especially in this life, I want to tell you, everything is not good. And thus we need to know what is good and what is evil, what we will encounter, so that when we go out there, we will not be taken by surprise. So Jesus, as you know, he's a teacher more than anything, more than a preacher. He loves to teach. Everywhere he goes, he teaches. He will take the disciples aside and he will teach them. He teaches the multitude. He teaches in the synagogues. He teaches the Pharisees and the Sadducees, who are well-learned men, who knows the scripture. But there is one who knows more than the scripture, knows more than what they know, because he is the word of God, though they could not accept him. But yet he teaches them anyway. He tries to bring light and to bring information. And Jesus is always bringing information to us so that we will not find ourselves in darkness. We will not find ourselves in a place that we will not know what to do. We will not find ourselves without weapons, without tools. And so he's always informing and educating. And I'm just going to pull a couple of verses from verses 27. Maybe I'll probably read about 7 or 8 verses. And verse 27 of the same book, Luke chapter 6, he says, this is Jesus speaking, but I say unto you which hear, he was talking to his disciples, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you, bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. And unto him that smiteth thee on one cheek, offer also the other. And him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy coat also. Give to every man that asketh of thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, cast them not again. And as you would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. For if you love them which love you, what thank have you? For sinners love those that love them. And if you do good to them which do good to you, what thanks have you? For sinners also do the same. And if you lend to them of whom you hope to receive, what thanks have you? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much. But love your enemies. Here he's repeating it in verse 35. Love your enemies. It must be very important when God says something twice. He wants to get our attention for the reasons why he's saying this. For you will have enemies. Don't be fooled. We all have enemies. Love your enemies and do good and lend hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and you shall be the children of the highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. I think I'll read just 2 more verses. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, and running over, shall men give to your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. And I will just stop there in verse 38. But I would encourage those of you who are listening, not just to stop because I stopped there. I stop in the interest of time because I need to go into the lesson. But just to give you like a backdrop of why Jesus was saying what he was saying in verses 46 to 49. And he says, again, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Why are you calling him Lord and you're not obeying him? He says that if you come to him and hear what he has to say and do what he tells us to do, then he likens us to the wise builder who built a house, not just any house. See, Luke took the time out to explain how the house was built. If you go back in Matthew, it's the same, but it's not so much in details. I think Luke gives like a better picture. He says he took the time out to explain how the house was built. He said first the builder must dig deep. In verse 48, he is like a man which built a house and dig deep. Remember, I gave you the definition for dig, and I gave you the definition for deep earlier, and he just doesn't want you to dig, but it is important to dig deep. For those of you who know anything about planting or farming or even just gardening, if you don't dig the soil deep to put in the seed or the plant, a couple of days later when you go look at it, if it's flowers, it will die. And if it is seed, you may not see anything springing forth as you are anticipating because the seed was not deep enough. So he says, the strength of your house will depend on its depth. The strength of your house, the strength of your house will depend on how deep you go. The deeper you go, the deeper you dig, is the stronger your house will be. You see, he started to pour in the foundation. He said, and lay the foundation on a rock. Now, this is the man who is wise. And the person is wise only because he was not only a hearer of the word of God, but he was a doer of the word of God. And when you are a doer of the word of God, it tells you how deep you will be building. Because God is the ultimate builder. And if he gives us instruction of how to build, and we do not do it, we will understand later on what will happen. But he says that your house that you are building, it has to be on a foundation. And he says, and lay the foundation on a rock. A foundation for many of you, many men, I don't know how many of you are in construction or understand anything about building. But you know, if you really want to have a good, solid foundation, they're going to go down real deep into the earth, right? And then when they dig, and then they have to pour the concrete, you know, the cement and everything that they mix together, the mortar, and pour it down in there. There is a reason for that, because they're building a strong foundation. A foundation that they're going to set the house on, that foundation. And it is important. They took time, a lot of thought and effort goes into this proper thinking, because you want to make sure that this house is going to build to last. Not temporary building, but it's going to build to last. And it says the stream beats vehemently upon that house. Now, what you put into that hole or into the earth when you dig it, it's going to determine the strength of your foundation. Why? Because your foundation will be tested. Be it known, your foundation will be tested. As long as you are a builder, your foundation will be tested. It will be tested by great storms that will hammer on you, beat upon you. It will be like a flood trying to overtake you, but you will be able to stand. Why? The strength of your structure will be visible after the storm passes by. Hear this again. The strength of your structure will be visible after the storm passes by. Now, the Bible tells us here, Jesus didn't mince his word. He said that there will be flood. And so, I mean, Christians, we need to know that there will be floods in our lives. So when it comes upon us, it will not take us by surprise. He said the flood will arise. And he says the stream is going to beat. Can you imagine something hammering against or beating against? And he says he uses this word vehemently, strongly. So it's not just like a little gust of wind passing by. You're going to get some pressure, left, right, and center. And I'm sure the amens are going up right now. But especially in this time, there are many of our brethren, especially men, and as we see that is happening in our society today, are taking some kind of beating, some kind of pressure. Like you said, you can't catch a break, you know. You know, it's just like, as we've seen in the past couple of weeks with George Floyd, it's just like the devil has his foot on your neck. You know, he's just pulling you down. His was 8 minutes and 47 seconds, somewhere about there. But sometimes when the enemy is on your neck, it feels like it is forever, that you can't catch a break. But one thing I want to tell you, the Bible says that the flood is going to come, and it's going to beat on your house. But guess what? because you have a solid foundation. Though the weather, the rain, the wind beat on your house, you were able to stand. After the storm was over, or past that moment, where your house was visibly tended, it stood the test of time. If your house is built on the rock, no matter what violent storm or wind that may come your way, you will not be shaken, and neither will you be moved. Let me say that again. It doesn't matter what storm, what wind, what hurricane, what tsunami may come your way. If your house is on a solid foundation, it's rooted and grounded deep in the Savior's love, it doesn't matter what comes for, it will come. I'm telling you, it will come. And it will come and come again. So you may get it one time, you may get a hit this time, and you stand, don't think it's over. But always be prepared. And you'll be prepared in the Word of God. You stand on the Word of God, in the knowledge of the Word of God, what God says on His promises. The songwriter says, on Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground, every other ground is sinking sand. So I'm encouraging you that you will stand on the Word of God, that you just do not be readers of the Word or hearers of the Word, but the wise man's foundation is the one who dwells. If God tells you how to build, you better build how He tells you to build and not what you or how you think it should be built. Because if you build it your way, when the test of time comes, if we're gonna see, right? The world will see if your house was built on the foundation, on the rock of Jesus Christ. So in verse 49, if you hear the word of God and do not obey. So the key here is obey and do not obey. Obedience is the foundation. Now, if you do not obey and you do things your way, this is what will happen. This is the word of God. This is Jesus teaching his disciples. And as he's teaching them, he's teaching us. He says, if you hear the word of God and do not obey, then you will be like the foolish man who did not dig. The foolish man did not dig. Thus, he does not have a foundation. If you do not dig, you do not have a foundation. And if you do not have a foundation, your building will not last or it will not stand. So he did not dig. God told him what to do. Be obedient. Do what I say you should do. And he didn't do it. He did what he felt like doing, having things done his own way. And he did not dig. And because he didn't dig, he doesn't have a foundation. However, he built his house nonetheless. Okay? He built his house. So, yes, house can be built, and it's not on a solid foundation. Houses can be built, and you don't have to go deep down in the ground. Houses can be built. As in Luke 49, verses 49, 6 and verses 49, it says, was built on the earth, which is the ground, the dirt, wherein in Matthew it says, on sand, right? And he said, yes, but even though your house might look beautiful and it seems comfortable, and it looks like the other man's house that's built on a rock or on solid foundation. So you have two houses here. Side by side, both of them look the same. They're beautiful looking. They have everything, all the amenities. Everything looks good in the house. But when you are an onlooker and you don't know how this house was built, there's many times you can tell by just looking at the house, at the frame, at the outside of the house, at the structure of the house, how deep it is, how far down it is built. So both of them look the same. But then you will know the difference on the day of testing. That same storm that came on the house that was built on solid foundation that same storm came on this house that was built on dirt or built on sand, and it beat on it, and it rocked it. And guess what it did? It just swept it away. It swept it away. Why? Because the house was no match for the storm. There was no foundation. There was nothing. It was just so easy. It didn't even need a powerful storm for this house to be lifted up. And sometimes in our lives, it doesn't take anything to fall us. You know, but when you are built and rooted and grounded, and God wants you to know this, especially in a time like this, we need God. We need to build on Him, because let me tell you, what we see now is the beginning of sorrows, and there is more to come. He does not want us to be surprised. And so thus, He is telling us and encouraging us that we need to build on a solid foundation for when the rock, when the flood comes and the rain and it beats against us, we will be able to stand. As we're experiencing right now in this country and around the world, the storms of deadly viruses and diseases, economic and political unrest, racial injustice, poverty, loss of income, loss of loved ones, unrest in the homes, lack of peace, and the list goes on. These are the storms that will beat vehemently on the house that you built. The Word of God says that this house fell immediately. Why? Because there was no structure. It had no foundation. It was not solid. It was not solid. You hear that? The house fell immediately. So when you look at two homes and both of them look beautiful, we got to be very careful. As I said, do not take a book by the cover. But when the weather, when the storm comes and it beats against the house, then we will know which one had a very strong structure. Because the one that doesn't have any structure, it will fall away immediately. It will be ruined. It says great will be the fall, and the ruin of that house will be very great. So God is putting us on guard right now and said, listen, the devil will want you to build on sand because it's easy. There is no work. There is no effort. You just take whatever the material and you slap it on the sand and you build it, right? And he will tell you that you will still look like the one that was built on the rock. Why go through all of that? Why listen to God? Why obey the Word of God? Like, you know, you can do things. You have your own way of doing things, your own wisdom, your own thoughts. You're your own man. You're your own woman. You don't have to listen to anybody. But the foundation is doing the Word of God. It's good to hear it. It's good to hear me today. It's good to hear me today. But if you don't do what the Word of God says you should do, then you will be like that foolish man who builds his house on a sand. Then you might be saying, why this message on Father's Day? Then I will say to you, why not? You see, men are called to be builders. They are the supporting beam for their family. God would want you to know that in order to be strong and to stay strong, you have to choose Jesus. You have to build your house on Him, on His word. Not on how you think, not on your feelings, not on your paycheck, not on your status, not on what you have. That's not a foundation. There is no foundation there. If you don't have Jesus and do the things that He says you should do, then your structure has no foundation, and great will be your fall. You see, God, this is a time of teaching, and God wants us to be equipped. You know, especially for a time as this, because the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places, against against demonic forces. They are real, and he wants us to be aware of these things. So if you build on him, if you read his word and obey his word, you will have a solid foundation. You see, Jesus began by saying, "Why call me Lord if you're not going to do what I say?" You see, we are servants, and he's our master. But if we don't obey him, how can we be his servants? How can we say, "Lord, Lord," if we don't obey him? You see, we have to have the mindset and the we are not obedient to the things of this world, that the things of this world should not be our master, that we should not take instruction from the things of this world, but from the word of God, for that's where your strength will come in. James 1 and verse 22 says, "Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." God do not want us to deceive ourselves, thinking that we are doing and we are living the way we ought to live by just reading the word, coming to church, coming to the fold, you know, doing these religious acts, etc. It's all good, but when it comes to doing the word of God so that we can build, you know, we can dig deep in the word of God, we have a solid foundation so that when the devil comes and trying to throw things at us, we'll be able to stand, because guess what? We're going to throw back the word of God at him. We're going to conquer him with the word of God. Not in our might, nor by our strength, but by the Spirit of God, we will counteract every plan of the enemy. I remember not so long ago, and I have a few more minutes to go, I was in Brooklyn, and I did a message, and it just came to me this morning in the kitchen about the three little pigs. Most of you remember that nursery rhyme story about the three little pigs. And the three little pigs had to deal with the big bad wolf. So they built houses. One built a house with sticks. One built with straws. And the other built with brick. And guess what happened? These houses were put to the test. And that's what I'm saying, that we will be put to the test. Our houses, our spiritual houses will be put to the test. Not the building, the physical building that we're living in, not the physical building of the church, but we, our spiritual building, will be put to the test. And so we see these pigs, one with their house of sticks, house of straw. The wolf, of course, went by the house of straw. He huffed and he puffed and he blew the house in and ate the pig. He went to the one of sticks. He did the same thing. He huffed. He didn't have to huff much, or he didn't even have to puff much. You know, he blew the house in, no effort, and he ate the pig. It's the same thing with us. It depends on how firmly we are built, because when the storms of life come against us and come upon us, it's going to determine that after it passes, will we be able to stand the storms of life. The enemy comes in different shape and form and to deceive us. But if you have the word of God buried deep down inside of you, we're not saying it won't happen, but you'll be able to stand it. Then we go to the last pig, whose house was built with brick. And my goodness, that wolf, he huffed and he puffed. And like many of us today, because we dig deep, the devil is huffing and he's puffing, because you're doing what the word of God says. He's huffing and he puffs, and he huffs and he puffs until he's tired. He could not blow the house of brick down. Now, let's be very careful here. Though the house is built of brick, doesn't mean that the enemy is going to leave you. We saw when Jesus, after 40 days in the wilderness, after he prayed and he fasted, the devil visited him and tempted him. And what he will give to him, and what he will give him, and he showed him all these things. Now, I always say where this passage is concerned, that if he is God and he's testing him, how much more you and me? And so with this pig, what happened after the wolf huffed and puffed and could not blow this house down? He was determined. And the devil is determined to get some of us, to level us to the ground. Be not be deceived. You and the enemy are no friends, okay? And so what he did, the wolf went down the chimney. Why? There was an opening to the house. There was an opening. It's very important that even when you build your house on solid foundation, you have to take stock, do inventory, look if there are cracks, because concrete at times do crack because of the moisture underneath the earth. It cracks. You cannot ignore the crack because it's a small crack. That crack can lead to a big, deep hole, which can sink this solid foundation. So what you have to do is make sure that as soon as you see the crack, you seal the crack. Seal the crack. Seal it, worship. Seal it, obedience to God. What he tells you to do, do. What the word of God says, do it. Whatever the instruction is, do it. Even if you don't feel comfortable, do it. Even if it doesn't make any sense, do it. Regardless of what others may say about you, do it. It is the word of God, and it cannot be diluted. It is as it is. The word of God is the same yesterday, today, forever. The word of God is true. And so, of course, the pig is aware that the wolf going to come down the chimney, so he make preparation. He must always be prepared so that we're not taken off guard, men and even women, all those who are listening. So he had a big pot of boiling water. And so as the wolf came down through the chimney, he fell in the pot of boiling water. Always be prepared for the enemy so that you're not taken off guard. Be rooted and be grounded in the word of the Lord. Our lives have been interrupted by COVID-19, something most people of this time has never seen before. The Holy Spirit deposited in my spirit this morning that we listen to the scientists, we listen to the mayors and the governors, we listen to the president, we listen to the physicians, etc. We do what they tell us to do, shelter in place. Though it was difficult, we have never done anything like this ever, but we heeded, we did it. We were obedient, we did it. They say that we should wear a mask. We are wearing masks. They said that we should social distance with 6 feet. We obey what they tell us to do in order to save lives, so to save our lives and that of our families. When we go out, wear the mask, so that we don't bring in any germ into the house, et cetera, et cetera. Now, this is what God reveals to me this morning. It wasn't in my notes. He says, if we can listen to men, shelter in place, we may do with what we have. You know, we were able to live within our means. Shoes we have, it's not that we didn't have feet to wear them, but we have nowhere to go. Clothes we have, some of them we're probably outgrow them right now. I don't want to say, bust them out or something. They can't fit, and so many things. We listen. Why? Because we want to live. We don't want to die. I don't think there's anybody who's on the line right now who would say, you know what, I want to die. Then that would sound very suicidal, and then, there needs to be some kind of evaluation there, assessment. But we listen, the word of God, the spirit of God said to me this morning, we take heed. We tune in every day to hear what the governor is going to say. When phase 1, phase 2, and we follow every step, God is saying to us this morning, why is it that we don't do what he tells us to do? Why is it that we do not follow his commandments to save our lives? You see, we're trying to save our lives here, which is temporary, but he's trying to give us an eternal life that even if God forbid COVID should take us, we have an eternal life with our Savior, which the governor can't give us, the president, no man on earth can give us eternal life but Jesus Christ. And he says if we can follow the orders of these men, why is it that we cannot follow his orders, his words? And so thus he says, if you do not follow my words, if you do not obey my words, your house is not on any foundation. And any the least little wind, it doesn't even take a hurricane, to fall your house, but when you obey the word of God, like Christians and people are desiring to know God even more, do not just be hearers of the word. Do not just be readers of the word. But God says, most importantly, to have that solid foundation, you must be doers of the word. God says, I am God over Dr. Fauci. I am God over Governor Cuomo. I am God over de Blasio and others. In conclusion, I just want to encourage us, because though we are looking for things to go back to normal, let me tell you something. We may have to make do with what we have, which is the word of God for this time. Just as we're in our homes and we're making do with what we have so that we can survive. We, many of us, don't go out to our job because we don't want to get sick. So in this time, God is speaking to us and say, listen, all you have to do is obey me so that you can have a solid foundation. Do what the word commands you to do, because a foolish man twists the word of God and do things his own way. But the wise man will build on the word of God. Why? Because Jesus Christ is the ultimate. Jesus Christ is the ultimate builder of our houses. And if he tells us and instructs us on how we ought to build, then we must follow him. Just give you two scripture verses and then I close. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding, but in all thy ways we should acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. Jeremiah 17, verses 7 and 8 says, blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is, for he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when the heat cometh. But her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. What God is saying here to Jeremiah is that if you are planted deep into the rivers of water in Jesus Christ, it doesn't matter what is happening around you. He said the heat is going to come and it's going to scorch, but you don't have to worry, because even in time of famine, you will bring forth fruit. People will be wondering what is going on, because you are rooted and grounded and you're springing up. And he says, though the heat is bearing down, though the virus is bearing down, though sickness, riots, and everything is bearing down, but he says, you don't worry. Be not careful, man. Don't worry about what is happening in the year of drought, in the year of what is happening now. For he said, you will not see from yielding fruit. And so, brethren, I just want to give God thanks and thank you so much for the opportunity to bring the word of God to you. May it add riches to your heart. May you be comforted in Jesus Christ, who is our solid rock. Every other rock is sinking sand. Every other foundation is sinking sand. But Jesus Christ is our solid rock, and especially in this day and time, you need no other rock but the rock of Jesus. May God continue to bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you very much, Minister Brady. Thank you for such a word to us, especially on a day like this. We give God thanks for you speaking to us and for reminding us that we are all under construction. And the day of testing will come when it will reveal the structure that we are. We can fool each other now, appear as if we are on solid rock, solid foundation, but the day of testing is coming. And may God help each and every one of us who have listened to your words to us today, not just the men, but to all of us, that we will take heed and make sure that the materials that we are using while we are under construction are the materials that will stand the storms of life. God bless you, and may you continue to serve the Lord with gladness and to be ministers to all people at all times, everywhere. To those who have listened to the word today, I trust that as we listen, we have been following carefully what has been said, and that we will seek to make our house one that is able to withstand. You see, we don't have to guess the type of materials that we should use and the type of foundation that we should build on, because we have already been instructed how to build the materials that we should use. You know, so this day should speak to us, and we should be willing to examine ourselves and to see whether we are building on the solid rock. The foundation is solid, you know, because the day of testing will prove what we have, what foundation we have built on, what structure we have, whether it will stand in the last day. So may God help us today to understand that the word of God said, neither is there any salvation in any other name, for there is none other name among men given whereby we can be saved. Neither is there salvation in any other but in the name of Jesus Christ. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust that sweetest frame, but only lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. May God help us today, everyone, as a church, as we listen, as we seek to build our house on the solid rock. May God help that if you have not yet started, you have listened, you have not yet committed yourself to the Lord, that you would seek to trust in him. As we have been told, trust in the Lord with all our hearts, lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. We are going to pray, and we are going to bring this service to its close. And if you are not saved, and you want to be saved, you want to know the path that you are to take so that you can build your house on the solid foundation, then we are happy to share with you. You know, you can get in touch with the church. You can call the numbers that have been given, 347-225-1928. You can get with us at Holiness Christian Church, Bronx.org, and we will be able to help you to know the materials that you have to use in building your foundation. We're going to pray, and at this moment, as we pause to pray, you can pray also to ask God to reveal to you the things that you are to do so that your house can be built on the solid foundation. Our God in heaven, we thank you for today, a very special day. Your word tells us in the psalm that this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. So we thank you, Lord, for this blessed day, this very, very special day, this very important day, Father's Day. When we think of who you are, our Father, you said when we pray we should say, our Father who art in heaven. And we are glad, Lord, we are privileged to call you our Father. We thank you for the fathers, Lord, those who have worked so hard to show themselves an example of who a father ought to be. We thank you for them, for those who have failed and they are listening in today, Lord. I pray that you will speak to them. It's never too late, Lord, for them to do the right thing. So I pray for them. I pray for those who might be listening and have not yet committed themselves to you, that this day, as they have listened to your words, they would take heed to the things that they are doing and to make sure that their houses are being built on the solid foundation, not with the sticks, not with the straw, but the stone that will be able to withstand in these last days. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your servant. Thank you for those who are participating in this service. And I pray that you will continue to be with us always throughout this day and forever. We give thanks in Jesus' name. Thank you all again for sharing, for listening, and a very, very happy Father's Day to all the fathers. And take time out to honor the Queen that has allowed you to be father. God bless you. God keep you. May grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father, from Jesus Christ, his Son, and the blessed Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forever. God bless you. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.